So it's important that we understand that life coaching isn't a form of therapy. It's not. Coaching is coaching, therapy is therapy. Therapy tends to be more about helping people feel better, where coaching is generally, especially amidst good coaches, geared and focused more on working with people to help them become better, to accomplish some things and ultimately take action. Here is one of the last times I'm going to mention Albert Ellis in the course. Maybe, maybe not, we'll see. He once said, the trouble with most forms of therapy is that, yes, granted, therapy helps you to feel better, but it don't help you get better, right? You've got to back up what you're learning with action, action, action. And to be honest with you, this really does sum up the coaching process perfectly. So here, I've got a little exercise for you now, if that's okay. All right, all about truth statements. Remember that responsibility breeds empowerment. Now, I don't know if you've asked the question yet. So, what is it that we must take responsibility for in order to grow and change and move forward and make progress in life? Well, my friend, it is imperative that we get good at taking responsibility for that which is true, about why we have the outcomes and the results that we have in our life. Coaching is a progressive, focused effort, isn't it? We're looking to move forward, we're looking to overcome challenges, to pursue goals, to achieve things, to become better, and ultimately grow. So if we are not getting acquainted with that which is true in our life, then we're not really going to be changing, because all growth is about, growing up and out of the limiting beliefs and ways of thinking that we developed back when we were young. All right, so I've got this little exercise for you here. It's about just truth statements. I've got seven statements written up here on the board. And all I'm going to do, I'm going to read them out, and I just want you to answer them honestly, completely truthfully. Now, some of them might be more relevant to you than others, but write them out and use them as a template or as a framework to, start asking other people that you know in your life. If you see someone who's operating from an external locus of control, someone who's down and doom and gloom and sad about their circumstances and the situations, right? We've got to start practicing coaching somewhere. So friends and family members can often be quite a safe place. All right, we want to learn how to communicate relatively compassionately as well, and with grace. We don't want to be undermining or belittling people's outlooks on life, or their beliefs, or their worldviews, or anything like this. So friends and family members can be a great place to start, and the starting point can be truth statements. All right, we say, right, old friend of mine, old brother or sister of mine, listen, I'm doing this life coaching course at the moment online, and I just wonder if you'd be willing to respond to a few questions, like totally honestly. Now, this really only works with those people that you can see as being externally locused, i.e., people who haven't yet taken full responsibility for the outcomes in their lives. Are you with me? Coaching is about encouraging people to take a greater degree of responsibility for that which is true. So, I've got a little idea here at the top of the board, right? Most people's problems stem from the fact that they are on a happiness quest, opposed to being on a truth quest. When we become students of truth rather than pursuers of happiness, we grow because we just become more acquainted with that which is true. Only a few people wake up each day with a burning desire to know what is real and true for them. Most other people roam through life directionless, just seeking out the next emotional high. People would rather be happy than mature in life. Gonna make this crazy statement here, or share this idea with you, see how you respond. It's kind of like most people don't get offended at us for being us. So most people generally get offended when we tell them the truth. It's like a lot of people are at war with that which is true. Now, I'll give you just an example here. What would happen if you were to walk up to, give you an example here, a really, really obese person, all right? And they don't look particularly good, but you were to say to them something, oh, you look absolutely fantastic today. And you were to say this really authentically, really genuinely, say, you look fantastic today, you look brilliant today. You know, have you done something with your hair, your makeup? Have you been working out? And you know fine well they've done nothing whatsoever. And this person says, oh, well, why, thank you. Yes, I feel absolutely fantastic. Yes, I've, and they feel lovely. And you've just told them a barefaced lie. What would then happen if you were to approach them and say, you know, just an observation. You're extremely overbeat. I'm wondering whether you, you know, whether there's a reason why you overindulge so much. And they're most likely going to get really offended or really upset. And if you think about it, they're not really getting upset at you. They're just getting upset at that which is true. All right? So our willingness to accept that which is true in our lives will determine whether we move beyond the sticking points and the hurdles and the obstacles and the challenges that are holding us back and preventing us from getting what we ultimately want to get. So here are some truth statements for you to think about and be completely honest in your responses to, if you're willing to. Right, think about a relationship that you have in your life. A relationship that hasn't gone the way that you hoped it would go, or a relationship that's completely fallen apart. Perhaps you might have had a complete communications breakdown. Now, it's very, very easy, isn't it, to point fingers and blame and all that kind of thing. But if you were to respond to this question from a completely responsible place, right, taking ownership of the part that you have played in the process, respond. The real reason that you have an issue in this relationship is the real reason. What would it be? All right, now you might want to revisit this. In fact, all of these questions will be in a worksheet in the additional materials section anyway, so you can work through them in your own time. But I just want to present them with you here and make sure you spend some time answering these questions honestly, because the better acquainted you become with that which is true in your life, the better versed and more authentic you're going to be when guiding your future clients to be more authentic and more real and more honest about what's actually going on for them too. The real reason why you're not where you really want to be in life. Now look at some of the conversations that we've had with Karen. All right, Karen had blamed low confidence for I've got no idea how many years, but what the truth of the matter actually was apathy, laziness. All right, now what's true for Karen is going to be true for all of us in some area of life. Right, if I'm going to be completely honest, right, I want to have a six pack. I want to have the perfect body and look absolutely fantastic. But the reason why I don't look this way is because I don't go to the gym. And the times when I do go to the gym, I don't work out. I just sit in the spa or the jacuzzi or the steam room and sit there and sweat and have a nice time. All right. So what I'm saying is it's my laziness that gets me the physique that I have today. All right. It's only when we're honest on this level that we can start moving beyond our current state and into something greater. If we will but take action. Right, it's one thing acknowledging that which is true, but if we're not willing then to do something to create a new truth, then what's the point anyway? Okay, let's talk about finances here. Now, how are your finances? If you are a multi-multi-millionaire or your finances are fine, this one's going to be irrelevant to you. But if your finances aren't where you hope or you would like them to be, what's the real reason why you are not financially stable? What's the real reason? I mean, do you really have a disciplined budget that you live to? You know, do you put away a percentage of what you earn away every month into a rainy day account or a savings account? Or do you tend to be a bit more sporadic in your spending and you spend your money on instant gratifying events and circumstances and things that just give you a little bit short-lived pleasure? Because many people do, all right? But it might be the case that question isn't relevant for you. It might be the case that it is, all right? Question four. The real reason why you still have that secret habit. You know that habit that you have in secret that if anyone else was to find out about, you would be completely embarrassed. What's the real reason why you still have that thing going on in your life? What's the real reason why you would still even entertain that? What are you lacking in your life, or what do you see yourself as lacking in your life? Are you even willing to be this honest with yourself? All right, question number five. What's the real reason why you prioritize happiness or comfort in your life in some areas over fulfillment or progress or growth? These are pretty tough and pretty challenging questions to ask ourselves, aren't they? But these are the questions that we're going to be, you know, we're going to be able to ask far more authentically to our clients if we've been willing to answer them within ourselves first and foremost. All right, remember, self-awareness first, self-management, self-regulation second, social influence third. All right, so if we want to influence others, if we want to impact others, then we must first be impacted by looking and acknowledging some of the tougher truths in our own life, all right? Which is sometimes hard to do, isn't it? Which is why many people don't do it. The real response that you're having to this exercise, what is the real honest response you're having right now? Are you just saying, okay, this is too hard, I don't want to do this, move on, give me some theoretical information, give me some bullet points that I can write down? All right, if you are seriously reflecting upon yourself right now, you're going to be fine. But if you're not willing to go there, you're not really willing to look at yourself in this area, why? Why are you having the response that you're having? Why aren't you taking yourself serious on this level? Question 7. The honest reason why you're having the response now. All right, so it's not just about the response that you're having, it's the reason why you're having the response. What is it that you find it easier to avoid taking responsibility for in your life? All right, I'm going to shut up and pass this one over to you now. Listen, these are the questions. Go there, my friend, because if you go there first, this is going to qualify you and give you the authority to ask your future life coaching clients the exact same questions, if even appropriate. So go to the additional material section, download the worksheet, spend some time, give some honest answers, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.